horror collectibles and memorabilia, look no further than Nightmare Toys. You can find them online at nightmaretoys.com and on all social media at Nightmare Toys, the official store of THN News and the Horror Basement Podcast. Check them out.
You're beyond the basement with Jim Jam, Johnny, and Yeti. Oh, wait. No Yeti. He just don't want to be on. He don't want to be on with us hardly anymore.
He's abandoned us. What's
about it? Yeah. He's abandoned us. No, he hasn't. Couldn't make it, but we got a fun show for you anyways.
Yes.
We are going to discuss some long-ass worms.
Yeah. Johnny. telemarketer needs to be ate by this worm.
Yeah, we got a twisted telemarket story, and also I'm throwing this one in real quick. Didn't tell Jim Jam about this. It's just apparently German scientists make paralyzed mice walk again. So that's the headline from the New York Post. It's pretty crazy if that is true. I just found that article. Just seen it.
What was it?
But Jim, how you doing, man? How you been?
I thought I got COVID again. So I was out of work for like 4 days. And it turns out it was just a really bad sinus infection. And me having to work 6/12s didn't help the situation. So I got me some steroids and some antibiotics, and I'm kicking that sinus infection's ass now.
Hell yeah. So what's that? That's three COVID tests you've gotten done?
I think I'm immune, y'all. I don't think I'm going to need the shot. I think I'm immune to it.
Do the tests get any easier?
First one they jabbed the back of my head, then the next one they just did the inside, and this last one they jabbed in the back of my head again.
I haven't had one of them tests yet. Thankfully, I mean, I hope that I don't have to ever have one. Be honest.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into this. German scientists make mice walk again. Apparently, these researchers have enabled mice paralyzed after spinal cord injuries to walk, reestablishing a neural link hitherto considered irreparable in mammals by using a designer protein injected into the brain.
Oh, so it's nothing electronic or nothing? It's something to help grow nerves, maybe?
Yeah, like it's fucking...
That would be awesome. For people,
I wish I'd have read up on this before, but wild.
Yeah, you know how cool that would be, like for someone that's been paralyzed all their life, and I don't know if it'll help anyone all their life, but because they probably don't have the nerves there to begin with, but someone that, you know, car accident or kind of accident and get to take this protein and then start be able to walk again.
Yeah, and in 2 to 3 weeks, they're able to walk again. The treatment involves injecting carriers of genetic information into the brain to produce the protein called hyperinterleukin-6, according to the university's website. And it's also, they've seen it work on larger mammals. We would think of pigs, dogs, or primates, for example. That's wild. I mean, hopefully that can be sustainable to individuals, because if it helps regrow the nerves in your body and your brain and attachments to where you can walk in, I mean, that would be life-changing for millions and millions of people. And even, like, your animals.
Yeah. I need – what about Angela's cats? What if they could take it and start walking normal?
I don't know. I don't know what if it's a nerve thing, then yeah. You know, if it's totally 100% nerve, And like you said, if you're born that way, I wondered if you even have the nerves. There's probably some other stuff to it that we don't, because they didn't release everything, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, it was on the New York Post. It's just like a small article after looking it over. But it's still really interesting, and that's what we like on this Beyond the Basement, is like interesting stories, new tech, new hell, genetic stuff. I mean, that's
kind of techy.
What's up with it being the Germans, though?
The Germans always trying to do shit.
Modifying motherfuckers. It's not a bad thing.
That goes back to World War II, don't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then the other guy that did it, who was it? Remember that one guy we talked about? They did all kinds of research on people. Oh man, I can't remember where he was from. And they didn't get him for war crimes because the Japanese guy.
Yeah. Oh, the Killer Doctor series
the Killer Doctors episode. Y'all should go check that out. We did a Killer Doctors episode. I don't know which episode it was. Probably should have said at the beginning of this too. We're putting off episode 200 of The Horror Basement because it's episode 200 and we're trying to like make sure everybody can get together to do it.
Yeah.
More or less. And we're going to do Martyrs. Not really looking forward to that movie. I'm being honest, you know.
Yeah, Angela's work schedule has kind of screwed things for the time being. So hopefully 2021 will start calming down soon.
Yeah, she's got an important job. And I'm not going to, you know, can't really do nothing about that. But we would, if we're going to do Martyrs, we want everybody on to talk about it, because it's apparently a really brutal movie, and I'm not into that kind of stuff. But we do it for you.
Yes.
The list. Yeah. But let's get into researchers say they found the ancient dens of giant carnivorous worms. And this is off of Taiwan, where sandstone sediments are. 6-foot worms, guys. 6-foot worms. They found little burrows that they've made. And I didn't know. I guess I really just hadn't paid attention to a 6-foot worm. And then they claim that they got it from trace. What's the word? Oh, crap. Trace fossils is how they tracked down that they were the worms, because they didn't really know what made it, made the burrows that were 6 feet, because they kind of hooked around, and they think that they hooked, like the burrow would be like 6 feet long, and then it would kind of go out in the angle, because they think that the underneath the sediment, it was just too hard for them to continue to burrow. And then it made me think of graboids from Tremors.
Yep.
Because, you know, that's the initial, but then I read further on and they were just like 1-inch diameter holes.
So little bitty holes, huh?
Yeah, but they're still 6-foot long worms that would pop out and eat fish or whatever little small creature it could get a hold of. And then that got it into that it was a relatives of the bobbit worm, which gets its name from the mid-90s, Lorraine Bobbitt. Yeah, that's it. Lorraine Bobbitt. If you don't know what she did, she cut the dude's dick off. Her penis. I should have said nicer. Her husband's penis off for cheating on her or something back in the 90s. Yeah. So they call it the Bobbitt worm. I'm not sure why. I didn't research the Bobbitt worm, but that thing's 10 feet long.
That's
10-foot long worm.
It's got some kind of mouth on it. But. And it has like the little fillers that come out, right?
Yeah, it grabs fish, small fish and stuff to eat.
But
lives in the ocean.
It just burrows down into the sand, the floor of the ocean. See, look at that, how big that is. It could get up to 10 feet.
It looks like a damn centipede, man.
Yeah, but it's got little fillers on the end of its mouth. That because it can't see. don't have no eyes, and it don't have a brain.
It's crazy.
So all it's pretty much doing is just sitting there eating.
So it just sits there and probably puts out like a little bait looking thing, and the fish comes by, or like you said, it brushes by it and it just bites down.
If it don't feel it, then if a shadow lingers over it long enough, it'll bite it. And poisonous fish, like the, what's that red and white stripe one? Like a tiger? Fish. Yeah. It don't even bother it. The poison don't affect that animal, this worm. Is what the
10-foot long worm, though. Imagine just,
I sent Johnny a video of someone trapping one of these worms. And he had like a little metal cage, and he stuck over the hole, and he tied a 20-ounce bottle to the other end of the trap. So slowly, as the worm would let go, the 20-ounce bottle was trying to go to the surface, and it was slowly pulling the worm out of the hole. So
that's wild.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to let that thing latch on to you.
I wouldn't. No.
I don't think it said anything about it being poisonous. But it can eat animals a lot bigger than it. So pretty wild. That's Johnny. That's another reason I don't like going too much in the ocean.
Well, you don't like going in lakes, man.
Well, oceans is, I don't know why, but because oceans has got a lot more crazy animals in it than the lakes do. But the ocean, usually when you're on the beach, you can kind of see the bottom.
Yeah, if you go to the right beaches. And plus, sand feels a lot better on your feet than mud.
Oh, yeah, because turtles can be burrowed in the mud. Well, anything can be burrowed in the sand, too, under that water. But, stepping in mud is no good. Especially you step in it and you sink down. And then, just thought of it just makes me...
Yeah, when we go swim out at the lake... We'd swim down to the bottom and grab mud and bring back up so that we touch the bottom. Is it a swimming area, you know?
Yeah, I used to do that all the time, but I won't do it now. I don't know why.
I haven't been swimming in a lake in a long time, man. It just, the longer they're there, the nastier they get. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty damn nasty.
We'd go fishing. Me and my dad would go fishing, and you get out by the dam and you just see like a film, like a shiny, and it would stink real bad.
Usually that film, too. All the shit
going that way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, usually that film, too, is from gas and stuff, and oil out of the motors.
Yeah, true. I never really thought about that.
But I say, it sits there long enough that oil might start stinking. And then
pollutants and then shit itself, because, people have cows and all that upstream, you know what I mean? Like,
then you got people out there on the boats who probably don't hang their ass over the edge and shit in the water.
Yeah, then all of it just gets sucked toward the dam, because that's where the water's funneling out. So it's more stagnant over there.
When I was 21 or so, me and Amy were swimming in like a little small river down from my parents' house, and my parents and them, or my brother and dad already left, and we were still down there, and we was getting out, and we drove up back up to it. And as we was driving by the bridge that was over top of right where we were swimming, someone threw a dead deer in the water.
Mm. Nah.
That makes me feel great.
Yeah, that's like we'd go swimming at Old Stone Fort, and we went down there one time, and there was a dead deer by the small part falls where we'd go swimming. And I was like, well, we ain't swimming over here no more.
And the crazy thing, it happens all the time, but, you don't want to swim in that shit if it's damn stinky.
And technically, I don't even know if we were allowed to swim over there. But we'd climb up it and jump off and do all that, stupid kid stuff. Walk all the way to fucking 10 miles or five, 6 miles to even go swimming.
Yeah.
I'm not even supposed to be on that side of town. More likely.
There's one time.
It was dangerous over there because, you know, we were climbing like cliffs.
Yeah.
To go up and down, and you weren't supposed to be doing all that shit, you know, and we're like fucking 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, this is not a big cliff or nothing, but we used to, you know, when you're kids, you go like you're talking about, you go and do adventurous stuff or whatever, try to find stuff to get into. But there was this little place we'd go try to fish, and it had like bluegill about like this big in it, just little bitty fish, and it was just a little creek with a probably about 4 foot hole in it. So, so we got the bright idea to start jumping off the road into that water, but and it barely, like, now my side, if I jumped into it, the sides would scrape me because, you know, I'm a lot wider than I is now. But yeah, you didn't have much because it was about this far under the water. There was two rock edges on each side, and you just had to jump between them. One time, I don't know why, I jumped in it 100 times before that. But then all of a sudden, I was just like, I can't do it, I can't do it. And I fucking slipped and fell into it. And luckily, I went right between the rocks and didn't fall on the rocks. Ever since then, I was like, no, I'm not doing that no more.
Yeah, we used to jump off of the catwalk bridge. There's a bridge here in where we live, and it has like a catwalk, like, there's the bridge, and it has a place where you can, I don't know why it was there, why it's even there.
You talking about going over close to the old stone
fire lake? No, fire lake bridge.
Yeah.
We used to jump off that.
Is that right before fire lake bridge? Yeah. Is that the one as you get down from it, or the one before you go up to fire lake to go to the
boat docks, the one before?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I
guess people like to go fishing off those. I know that.
Yeah. I think that's what it was for mostly, is to fish off of, I guess. But as a teenager, you're going to jump off of it. I mean, that's just what we did. We'd go down to Barton Springs before you got to Normandy and jump off that bridge.
Yeah, that's the one I was kind of thinking you were talking about.
Yeah, that one's a lot. That one's not as high as Fire Lake Bridge. We did a lot of stupid stuff. Like, it took some nerve though for me to get off of the jump, because once you jumped, you sank so far, because, you know, you had to toothpick it, you know, because you didn't want your arms out or nothing, and you sank so far, and you'd be in the dark water, and you'd swim up, and you'd finally see light.
And that has to be creepy.
And you think it's near, and it's not. Like, you still got. And you're just swimming, and like, it takes all the breath that you had, or at least for me. Like, we did some stupid shit as a kid. It's fun though. I mean, it's adrenaline rush, you know.
Yeah, I don't. Not for me. I don't do nothing like that no more. I don't jump off nothing no more.
Well, I ain't jumping off nothing. I have my brother in it. Some of his friends would jump off out of moving trucks.
Damn.
Like, over the side, yeah. Like, they were doing backflips off some of it. It's crazy.
Hey, do you want to get in, speaking of other awful things to do, let's talk about these awful failed products.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just saw this one right here.
What is that?
Colgate beef lasagna.
Is that real?
You've heard of Colgate. They make dental hygiene products like toothpaste and toothbrushes, not food. Yet in 1982, the company thought, why not, and threw themselves into the food market with their Colgate beef lasagna. Customers obviously didn't like it, because the last thing you want to think about when you're eating lasagna, really anything, is toothpaste. And that's just what people thought it tasted like, ironically. So the launch of their beef lasagna also led to a decrease in sales in their toothpaste. So I guess automatically when you see Colgate on it, you're automatically going to have that in your head.
Yeah, there's like, no way. I would think that there's toothpaste in it. Oh, like, you're going to automatically be like, is that made with fucking toothpaste? Who wants to eat toothpaste?
You don't have to put your name Colgate on it. It can be like a sub off of, like, because companies do that all the damn time. So I don't know why.
All right. Here's one that this has not failed. Well, I guess it was. Well, because pancake on a stick.
So, oh, yeah. He's talking about this. But this one has. But this one has chocolate chips in it.
Yeah. But I guess because of the chocolate chips, it failed. I didn't even know that existed. But the blueberry one. You ever eat the blueberry one?
Them are. I would like to find them again because them are actually pretty damn good right there. It's like a little breakfast corn dogs, right?
Yeah. It's just a pancake wrapped around a piece of sausage that you can microwave, and it's on a stick. It's just like a corn dog. Eating them.
Why don't they, instead of putting the chocolate chips in it, put little pockets of syrup in them?
Well, they got plain ones, like just a regular pancake, and you can dip it in syrup. But they got blueberry ones, like a blueberry pancake. And I thought that was still popular. I mean, the chocolate chip might not go with sausage, but it might. I mean, I don't care for chocolate much, but because you're dipping it in syrup anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the good fake syrup. You know what I'm talking about? Just a bottle, you know, not the maple syrup, the good oil, whatever the fuck they make that syrup.
Pretty much
out of.
It's just them brown
corn syrup. Yeah.
Yeah.
With maple flavoring or whatever in it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this ain't food, but I don't even want to talk about that one. It's bad time. The Samsung, it's got the, when the Note set, was it the Note 7?
Oh, yeah, when it was catching on fire, yeah.
Yeah, and they just pretty much canceled it, and they wanted to get rid of the stigma of the name, so they just went ahead and moved on to the Note 8, which I'm up to the Note 10. But the next one, really, though, Pepsi Sweet Drink, which after seeing the success of Coca-Cola's Vanilla Coke, Pepsi launched their own new soft drink, Pepsi Blue and O2, to keep up with their rivals. And it's a berry cola flavored Pepsi. I don't know if I've never had it. Didn't LA Beast have one of these on there before?
Probably.
Despite the heavy promotion with the drink, marketed as a berry cola infusion drink, customers simply didn't like the taste, equating it to cotton candy with an aftertaste of berry. Simply too much sweetness. Well, go ahead.
Here's one that I've seen someone actually use, the Rejuvenix face mask.
Oh, yeah. Down.
And they have horror face masks, but it's that. And I've seen it actually used on a YouTube series that's on daily.
Does it work?
And it shocks your face.
For what, like, to get rid of wrinkles?
Yeah, like you would think, like, well, if it's shocking, like giving little jolts that it would move the muscles and make you look.
Do you think it would help my Bell palsy?
Could. I think your face is too big to fit in it, but whatever.
I only need this side of my face in it. That's all. I don't need the other side.
But it looks, it's super creepy because it's like a mannequin face. And then, like, you could turn it on and it sends, like, shocks all over your face, which is electric shock therapy.
It's probably got little metal connectors or something on the back side of it that touch your skin.
Yeah, and it just like I would relate it to probably if you took, maybe not as bad, but the starter for like a grill lighter or off of a grill and shock people with it.
Ooh.
I just imagine it being that and it has to be a lot less, I'd hope, because it just sounds like it would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you look like a total dumbass wearing it in your house while you're watching TV, getting shocked over and over and over. You got some really issues with yourself personally, you know, if you're trying to shock your face to get wrinkles out of it.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion, you know, to look at my face. Well, I don't have no room to talk about people's faces.
Well, speaking of nightmares, no, I'm joking. Heinz, yeah. Nightmare ketchup. So they, I guess Heinz thought they just made ketchup purple.
Yeah, do you remember that ketchup?
No, I don't remember this.
I worked in retail.
Is it just regular ketchup, just with a purple color?
Yes. Yes, and it 6 years. So I worked in retail, and I worked on the grocery side of a store.
In 2000.
And in 2001, I started, and they had green and purple, I believe. And I never tried it because
was it
ketchup.
Just...
But it was marketed to try to get kids to have more fun with their ketchup.
Okay.
Super fucking weird. I don't see the point in eating purple ketchup. But I guess if your kid really liked the color purple. But kids already love ketchup. So I'm not sure if they're just trying to get you to buy more. Which I guess every place, every company wants you to buy more of their product.
Well, something, is it Heinz? Are they the ones that do the ones where they mix match all the stuff now? Where you got ketchup, mayo, and stuff like that? Oh, is it Heinz?
Mayo chup and Cranch. Cranch is really good. Ketchup and ranch?
I haven't tried it yet. Do you have some of it?
Freaking good. Yeah, we had some of it. We ate it all.
Do you think it would be good to dip chips in it? Would it be good as a dip, or would it be better as like on a hot dog or something?
French fries, a hamburger. Okay, ranch is pretty much just mayonnaise
with some seasoning.
Maybe thinned out with seasoning in it. So if you say you don't like mayonnaise, but you're eating the hell out of ranch, You know,
I always said that I didn't like mayonnaise, but I don't like a lot of mayonnaise.
Yeah, there you go. And so if you've ever eaten fry sauce, which is mayonnaise and ketchup together.
Is that all?
Yeah, fry sauce, mayonnaise, ketchup. Some people add pickles to it, like the dill relish.
What about that, you know, all them people that say they have their chicken nougat? That sauce that they have, is that pretty much the same thing?
It's probably ketchup and mayonnaise and some seasonings, yeah. It's probably mostly mayonnaise, though.
But a lot of people...
If it is a pinkish color, it is mayonnaise and ketchup, more likely.
So you know what I'm saying? Who else does that besides chicken nougat, whatever?
Zaxby.
Okay, Zaxby sauce is...
And theirs has a little Worcestershire in it, however you pronounce it. And it's really good. I love their sauce. I love Zaxby sauce, but I don't buy Zaxby's because it's too fucking expensive.
Well, I mean, that's just... tonight I think we're gonna try to do like, I don't know if we're gonna do a YouTube video or do it on live stream or what, but we're gonna buy the stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut and then the one from Papa John's and compare.
Okay, yeah, I thought about that. I thought that'd be a good video to do. I have seen that compared already, and from what I remember,
because I used to get, you know, Pizza Hut's had stuffed crust forever. Papa John's just now done it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you, Papa John's is doing it better. From my experience, I've already tried it, but we're going to actually get them side by side and taste one and then the other.
Yeah, and that's what the video that people did it side by side said, that Papa John's is doing it better, which it sucks for Pizza Hut because I'm not a big fan of Pizza Hut anymore.
That's hell, man. Pizza Hut has had it out this long enough to, you know, make it how it needs to be or whatever. Papa John just comes out of nowhere and just like, what?
Well, and I think, but you can come out and you can, you have the advantage because you've seen how theirs tastes.
Yeah.
So you can improve on the cheese quality.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
And Pizza didn't have no reason to up their game because they're the only ones with it.
So now do you think Domino's is going to try to break out something eventually? I don't know why a lot of people don't do it, because stuffed crust is amazing if, you know, you want to spend the extra money on it.
It's... The one thing I didn't like about, like even DiGiorno's, it's because the crust is too soft.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get, I don't know. Like, I haven't eaten pizza in a long time, and I haven't eaten stuffed crust pizza in even longer. But pizza sauce just...
Isn't it sweet?
Straight heartburn. No.
Oh, yeah.
Sauce is sweet. Pizza sauce is just straight heartburn to me.
Oh, it's very tomato-y.
Yeah.
And
I like pineapple on my pizza. I know some people don't like it, but I like the sweetness and the mix with the saltiness. You know, sweet, salty, and spicy. I like jalapenos.
You know, I used to love Domino's, and you know we didn't have it here for the longest, and then I started working there, and I've ate it pretty much every night, so I hardly ever eat at Domino's anymore. But
yeah, I used to love Papa John's until we worked at that one place, and we ate Papa John's for 3 weekends in a row, and I stopped liking Papa John's.
We used to get pizza all the damn time, didn't we?
Yeah, I was like, man, I can't do no more fucking Papa John's pizza. Like, any kind of pizza, like, every week, just like that. I can't.
Damn, man, I'm getting hungry thinking about it. But something else we're talking about doing, too, was going to get to Zaxby's General Tso's and see what it's like.
To me, that don't even look like General Tso's. It looks like that sweet.
Sweet and sour, honey.
The Thai chili sauce or whatever.
Yeah. We might not do it, just a simple fact. We're just going to keep it on the pizza part. And, but yeah.
I think that General Tso's would be good put on a pizza. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a good cheese pizza. General Tso's put on, yeah, that'd probably be really good.
I'm a message out to the OK Cooks and get them to make a homemade pizza. Ooh, a homemade stuffed crust pizza.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Because they ain't put no videos out in a while, I don't think.
I thought about messaging Will on there and asking him if everything's okay on Instagram, just to see, you know.
I messaged them a while back, and they said they had a couple of videos that are, you know, I guess editing, but I ain't seen nothing else, so.
Well, holidays, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People.
Both of them. They both got kids and married and everything.
Working, so. Yeah, working and everything, you know.
You want to talk
about? Let's get into the twisted telemarketer.
Yes.
I
did not read this because I was at work, so. I will be hearing all about it. Go ahead.
It's in Ohio. And apparently, this guy in Ohio, and they give his name out, John Karas.
Is this the telemarketer? John
Karas, Karas, K-A-R-A-S. He was at home, you know, cleaning his house on a Saturday. And he kept getting calls from telemarketers. Right? And he's just like, you know what? The next one that calls me, I'm going to give it to him.
Hmm.
And he did. I mean, it don't really say. I don't think it says. Yeah. I'm going to let him have it is what he says.
Yeah.
Well, he got shortly after he was cleaning his house and he got that phone call. I guess he just gave it to him. I mean, he must have laid into dude. Or whoever it was, because this person spoofed his phone number, called the police in the Marietta Police Department, and said that he wanted to turn himself in. He killed his wife.
Golly.
He had murdered his wife, said, my name is John Karas, and I am surrendering myself because I just killed my wife. So I guess he really pissed that dude off. And the police, you know what the police do. They come swarming in, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know they come swarming in. They probably.
You know, it's drawn more likely. And he said it scared the living heck out of him. So, but apparently the police had to verify that his wife was still alive. And there's nothing the police could do because they spooked his phone number.
Damn.
So that tells you, kids, don't be a total dick to all the telemarketers. All you got to do is say no thanks and hang up on them. Or better yet, if you don't know the number, send it straight to voicemail. And if they don't leave a voicemail, block the number because that's what I do.
I'm trying to find John Carras on Facebook.
Oh, God. No, I wouldn't. K-A-R-A-S.
I'm just looking. I'm not going to, like, message him or nothing.
No, see what he looks like.
Yeah,
that'd be wild, man. And these telemarketers, they're spoofing numbers already.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, you get that local phone number. Like, you know, the area code will be local, and they're not in the area. You know what I'm saying? You get people calling you, like, text message, who's this? I just got a phone number from, I got a call from this number. It's like, you didn't get a call from me.
Oh, yeah.
Spoofing random numbers.
Yeah, I don't got to the point where if a number's not in my phone, I'll automatically just decline the call. Because if you're not in my if you're not in my contacts, then I don't need to talk to you. If you want to, and they usually message right after and say, hey, this is my new number or something.
Well, or if they don't leave a voicemail to me, it's telemarketer. Because if it's somebody that needs to talk to you, they will leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
So if you don't leave a voicemail, I'm blocking the number because you'll get that same number calling you back. And it's like, okay, you didn't leave a voicemail again, block. I'm like, fuck that. I'm glad the new phones now can just automatically, you know.
Yeah, like Verizon has a spam filter built into it. So you don't have to worry about all that.
Hell yeah. That's the way to be. But I guess we're going to end it here. We hope everybody's doing well, and we thank you for listening. And this is a short one.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how long. But, you know.
Maybe, hopefully next week we might have a horror basement, but not too positive on that yet.
Yeah, and if not, we'll just keep banging out these beyond the basements. They're fun to talk about, fun, you know, learn new stuff and see how everything goes, you know.
Yep.
Share us with your friends, as always. That does more than anything. We appreciate you listening. We hope you have a great week, and hope you've had a great day. You know?
We do have merch, too. You can get merch.
Yeah.
Patreon, and all that good stuff.
Like I said, we're going to do episode 200 of The Horror Basement, so there's plenty of other episodes to listen to if you haven't listened to them.
199.
Yeah.
All right.
So, we out. Take care, guys.
Take care, y'all.